Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Broken in the Best Possible Way by Jenny Lawson. Read for you by me, the author. You probably just picked up this book thinking, what the shit is this all about? And frankly, I'm right there with you. Honestly, I just got here myself. By the time that you read this, it will be an actual, fully formed, and probably horribly offensive book. But at the moment I'm writing this, it is just a bunch of sentences, paralyzing anxiety, and a lot of angst. Some people write a book a week, but I am achingly slow and filled with self-doubt and writer's block. So by the time that you read this, I will have gone through years of writing is so lonely and I hate everything and everyone. I will have gone through the writing period when I tell my husband that real writers write drunk and edit sober. And then later the editing period when I tell him I have edited this notion and have to write drunk and also edit drunk. And even the period where I just lock myself in a room and force myself to write and it is glorious and beautiful until I wake up the next day and realize it's garbage and delete everything. You, on the other hand, will only see the finished product. Shiny and edited and pasted together with the tears of copy editors whom I have sent to an early grave and or multiple bars. Will it be worth it? I have no damn idea, but I can't stop because writers write always. Not well, necessarily, but they write. And you are a reader. So you read. Except this is an audiobook, in which case I guess you are a hearer? Is that right? That seems like it's the wrong word, but I can't think of the correct one right now. But I bet you are a great hearer, even if that word doesn't even exist. I don't even know you, and I can tell that you're special, mostly because everyone seems special to me. And granted, some of that is because I have avoidant personality disorder and imposter syndrome, which automatically makes me think that everyone in the world is better than me. And some of it is because you're still reading this or hearing it, even when it's pretty obvious that I'm stalling because I'm not sure what to write about. And I appreciate that, and I owe you a drink.